This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are back to recap Woman Tell All, Bachelor in Paradise. And then we do a live interview with all the women from Women Tell All. It was a lot of fun. We have Ellen, we have Sandra. Help me out. Who else?
We have Faith.
Faith.
We have Natasha. We have.
We have a lot. There's a lot of the women from Golden Bachelor.
Joan.
Joan. Yeah, we hear from Joan. Great interview with her. And Susan.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to watch the Women Tell All taping live via Zoom and then do interviews with all these women. And Gary, we can't forget the Bachelor himself, came on, and it was like a little speed dating round. If you listened to our podcast during charity season, we did a similar-esque style interview for her Men Tell All, and they're a ton of fun.
And then later in the week, we also will have Sam P. from Bachelor in Paradise.
And the Bachelor in Paradise Canada. I know. I actually don't know where in Canada she's from.
We'll find out.
So I'm excited to find out. I should actually see if we have any mutual friends. If she's from Toronto, it's not that big.
Yeah, we'll see. I bet you guys know at least one person.
I know. I should actually check. I'll go on our Instagram and check our mutuals. But it's been a big week for Paradise and Golden. It's also been a big week for Joe. He ran the marathon.
I did run the New York Marathon. It was a very it was an accomplishment.
It was a huge accomplishment.
Joe's having
trouble giving himself a pat on the back, which is so rare. So it's actually shocking.
It is rare. Yeah. No, I ran the New York Marathon. I didn't train a lot for it. I'm looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yeah, he trained.
I wanted to break 4 hours. I broke 4 hours, so I was proud of myself about that. I ran it with Zach Clark. He helped me out a lot. And yeah, it was just...
Who else from Bachelor was there? It was you, Zach Clark, and Matt James, right?
Yeah, that was it. I think that was it. Crossing the finish line was like a feeling I've never had. I loved it. I'm hooked. I'm hooked on marathon running now. So I also want to run Chicago next year, so we'll see.
And I want him to run Ottawa in the spring because a lot of my friends are running Ottawa, so that could be fun.
Well, I'm not going to do three next year, and if I do Chicago and New York, I don't know if I want to do Ottawa as well. Okay,
maybe we'll just go to visit then. I will not be running a marathon, in case anyone was wondering. I will at most do a half marathon. If I would ever do a marathon, I could maybe get myself up to a half. But
I'll do a half with you.
I had knee surgery and I've had two severe knee injuries. Last thing I want to do is pound the pavement for 26.2 miles. But so proud of you. You did amazing. And congratulations to the rest of our Bachelor and Bachelor Nation family who ran the marathon this weekend in New York. And we also got to give a very quick shout out to Tia, who got married this weekend.
Yes, we were at the welcome party. It was a lot of fun. It was a karaoke welcome party. And
it was really fun. Like, they threw a great party.
She actually has friends and family that could really sing.
Oh, yeah. Some of them had great voices.
Like, the first guy was, like, belting it out to Creed, and he actually sounded exactly like the lead singer. I'm like, who is this? Like, this guy is amazing. But that's what you get when you go to Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everywhere you turn, there's like someone with an amazing voice.
I mean, we were walking past, you know, we got there early. We got there at like 7:30 a.m. and we were walking past bars, and like 9 a.m. there's like live music going on, and you hear it and like, you're like, wow, like, this person could definitely be on the radio.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Many talented people. Yeah. And we had the pleasure of hanging out with Adam and Raven.
Yeah.
So big Bachelor Nation weekend.
Yep. All right. Should we get into it?
Yes, let's do
golden it. Golden recap.
All right, let's start with Golden Bachelor Woman Tell All.
Yeah.
So the first thing I noted was, I feel like whenever they introduce all the ladies or all the guys at these tell-alls, you get the classic like smile or like maybe a little wave. I feel like all the women were going ham on their intros. Like, they were calling their name. They were like blowing kisses. They were waving their arms.
Especially April.
April stood up.
Loves the spotlight. Really
shines. She doesn't
in the
shy
spotlight.
Away from attention. We had Matt James's mom there. Patty made an appearance. It was great to see her again. She went home super early on the season, so she looked great. And I feel like the beginning was kind of just lots of pleasantries, catching up. Jesse Palmer's like easing them into what's to come. And the first kind of piece of drama we see go down, or part of the recap, was the Kathy drama with Teresa, which was really like the only drama of the whole season.
It was the only drama, and they addressed it at the front of the show. And I think she's basically just like, you know, I liked it. She's just like, I could have handled the situation better.
Yeah.
You know, a little softer. I was probably too aggressive. I could have zipped it as well.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it. She was like, I could have been more delicate. We both could have zipped it. I like that she kind of stood her ground, but also said like she could have done things differently. And she just said like, I truly only wish everyone the best. I think Teresa knows that too. It is hard addressing the drama at the tell-alls when
the other person isn't there.
Exactly.
And Teresa wasn't there. So I feel like what Kathy said was perfect. You can't expect her to say or do more. And she didn't try to put any of the blame on Teresa. And I guess if Teresa was there, it would have probably been a lengthier conversation. But if I had to guess, I would say they're probably both good
over
with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. It didn't seem like anything super serious.
No.
And I'm sure they've both moved on. The next little piece of drama we get into is the guacamole versus meatball debate.
I laughed when Susan said, I've been eating meatballs for 66 years, I think.
And I think she said 36 years.
No, 66.
66?
Yeah, it was 66. Yeah, or maybe it was 63. But whatever the case was, it was in the 60s. But I was just like, that's going to be a meme. That's going to be a clip for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was so funny. And then it was Edith's like, it's not my guacamole. And Susan's like, it's not my meatballs. But it's definitely the guacamole.
Well, Susan's like, yeah, it's the guacamole. She's like, I was eating it for
three
breakfast,
times
lunch,
a day.
And dinner. Well, then, yeah, if you ate the meatballs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it'd be the meatballs too. Like, if you're
just chowing down on raw onions and garlic all day, like, there's going to be some issues.
Yeah.
But
so
I honestly could not have expected this much bathroom humor in any episode. I feel like between Paradise with Sam and now the meatball guac debate, we're really venturing into new territory.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, I forgot about the Sam. And they do mention in this episode, we'll break that down in the Paradise recap, but she did. Oh, we'll just do it here. Sam did go to the bathroom. So
I know, which I was like, thanks for the update. But I wanted like more. I was like, did she have to have like that surgery that they were talking about? Did she go to the hospital? Like, I guess that's really none of my business. No. I actually don't know if I want to know that. I'll let her keep that private. But so the theme kind of feels like it's like really hope. Jesse Palmer says like that's a big word they used to describe this season. The women are kind of just this representation of their generation and how they still have so much life to live and they still want to find love.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what should we first is Joan, right? Joan gets the first hot seat.
Yeah, but you're missing something super important.
What?
Kris Jenner.
Oh, Kris Jenner. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Joe, don't be trying to move this interview along. Yeah,
you're right. You're right. I was waiting for that. Okay. Yeah. Kris Jenner. So the Kris Jenner cameo, and she does a little quick call out to Susan. You see how happy Susan is.
I know. Susan's so happy.
Yeah. And that's, it's her literally her idol. She's like, I really want at lunch.
But that is pretty. Yeah. When she comes on the podcast, we do talk to Susan about it. And I think she's like, I'm glad we got the video, but I still want lunch.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is kind of a big deal. Like the Kardashians are huge. Kris Jenner's huge. To have her like send in a video and talk about how much she loves the show, like that's got to be so exciting for the women sitting there being like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. And she called them all an inspiration and her family's cheering for them. So yeah.
How old is Kris Jenner?
I don't know.
Like 60 something?
Probably in her 60s.
Man, maybe if she's single at any point, she could be the next Golden Bachelorette. That'd be unreal. Kris Jenner age, let's see. 68. Okay. Wow, she's 68?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, moving on to the first hot seat, we have Joan. And Joan opens up about why she left the show. Her daughter had a really serious case of postpartum depression, and her husband were doing the best they could to get her help, and they needed support.
Yeah, I feel like Joan articulated herself very well.
She did.
During
she was
her hot seat.
Very well spoken in her hot seat. I really enjoyed listening to her.
If there's a Golden Bachelorette, I would say Joan is high on the list for it.
Definitely. I would actually, especially after her hot seat, would really like to see her as the Golden Bachelorette.
And I don't know. Like for me, I think she would still be there.
I think so too.
I really do. I think Gary really liked her and I think that was the beginning, but like.
And Jesse asked her that. He said, do you think you'd potentially still be there if this didn't happen? And she was like, I think we had a really great chance. And she said that she like held out hope for him for a little while.
Yeah, like waiting for him to maybe knock on her door.
Which like is fair. I feel like that's like a relatable thing of like, ooh, like maybe he'll come back around. Maybe he's still thinking about me. I thought there was a chance that she came back in the season. You know what I mean? Like I thought there was a chance she goes home, helps her daughter, everything gets settled, and she like comes back to try to rejoin.
Yeah, I feel like I thought that too. Yeah, I kind of thought that too. Yeah. I don't know. I think her getting a hot seat is a pretty good sign that she's at least up for consideration to be the Golden Bachelorette.
I think so too. And she talked a lot about just like having Gary like feeling seen. And she actually said something, I don't think it got shown, but she talked about like how like she's at the point in her life where like she's still taking care of her kids. Like she'll always be a mom. And she's also taking care of her mom and just like needing to do something selfish and like take care of herself and like find her person.
And I also think the key is there's probably a bunch of 60 to 70 year old men that would go crazy over Joan.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, that's what you need.
All right. Next hot seat. We've got Ellen.
Ellen. Yeah.
We love Ellen.
Love Ellen. Love Ellen. I mean, honestly, after I watched this, I was like, man, this show is touching.
When we were watching this live, I was bawling my eyes out.
I remember.
I was so emotional. It was honestly, and the second time we watched it again, like live, oh my God. But she basically just said she saw like an amazing life with him. She felt like a princess. but she like can't wait to start like living her life now, which is amazing and super inspirational. And then she talks about her friend Roberta, which is obviously the part that is emotional.
Yeah.
And that she came home, she was in a semi-coma state, and she was just fighting to hold on to the premiere. And Ellen basically said, like, it's okay. We'll watch it from different places, and which is just beautiful.
If anyone doesn't know, Roberta is Ellen's best friend, and she was the one that like basically pushed her to go on the show. Mm-hmm. She's a big Bachelor fan, and she ended up passing away from cancer. But you know, it's just a really sad and touching story. And then Roberta's daughter was in the crowd.
Yeah, so they brought out Roberta's daughter. She's there to support her.
I couldn't even look at the screen.
No.
It's like, I'm going to tear up.
The part that really got me, like, the part that took me from like crying to like ugly sobbing was when her daughter said, "Thank you for showing us what true friendship looks like." Oh my God. I'm going to get choked up again.
Yeah.
It was literally just like, she's standing there. She did such a good job of just being like, "Thank you for being there for my family, for my mom, for everyone." And it was just seeing like her, like, I can't imagine standing there seeing your best friend's daughter.
Yeah.
And the connection that they feel to one another after what they went through. It was just a really beautiful moment. Like, we've never seen anything like that on that show.
Yep.
Super emotional. And, you know, my heart goes out to Ellen and Roberta's family.
Yeah.
But
very touching.
Very touching and very, very nice of them to share that vulnerability with the audience. Because I can imagine that anyone that's lost someone or lost a best friend, that was very touching for them to share with her.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right. Enters Gary, the Golden Bachelor himself.
This was actually, in my opinion, the funniest clip I've seen of Gary when he's like, haven't had a heart attack yet, but
Oh my God, it was so funny. Yeah. You were cracking up. Jess is like, how are you? He's like, well, haven't had a heart attack yet, so doing good. No, was that like, was so funny. Yeah. I was not expecting that from him at all.
No, because it was dry. It was a very funny line. He's like, I forgot how he phrased it. But
the
it
way
was
he
like,
delivered it was yeah, hilarious.
He's like, but we're on the right trajectory or something.
Yeah.
Very funny.
And yeah, it was basically just like a big love fest. Like yeah. Gary loves the women. The women love Gary. Nothing we haven't seen before at a tell-all. Joan and Gary share a little moment that she's, you know, working to find her person now. And Ellen, you know, thanks Gary for improving her confidence, her self-esteem. Sounds like this journey was like there was a lot of growth for Ellen in terms of her self-confidence and what she sees in herself and what she feels like she deserves has changed a lot.
Yeah, and Ellen just strikes me. She's also like a very vibrant and she is a very positive person, mm-hmm. Which definitely works in her favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then the big moment of the episode.
Yep.
So the rose ceremony. Yeah. I actually couldn't believe they left us on a cliffhanger for this rose ceremony, and I'm so glad that they wrapped it at the tell-all. I thought
it was
great.
The fact that you couldn't believe that is more shocking to me because
okay, well, I was like, I guess I could believe it, but I was just mad about it. Like, I yeah. don't, that's such, like, that's probably the biggest rose ceremony of the season.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people were expecting Teresa to go home because he had said, I love you to Faith in front of her family. He had said, I love you to Leslie. And he didn't say it to Teresa. If anything, he had kind of like a weird response when he was asked about it. He was like, I don't know. Guess we'll see. So I think a lot of people were feeling like Teresa was going to go home.
Yeah, I wasn't as shocked because I did feel like when he was sitting around with the family and he said it to Faith, I feel like he felt pressured and that's why he did it. And that's why I wasn't shocked.
I think he was in love with Faith though in a way.
I think he was, but I don't I think
you don't think it came like organically.
I don't think it came organically, and I think he probably left that date and when he was debating on who to send home may have looked back at that moment and thought had to really think like is yeah. that truly how I felt in the moment or did I you know
get kind of, caught up.
Yeah.
You know what I want to know that I feel like hasn't been addressed that much or we just haven't seen very much is how much people's like location and willingness to move and lifestyle is playing a role into Gary's decision making. Like, is he going to move? Is he willing to move? Is he looking for someone else that's willing to move? Because like Faith lives in a super rural.
Well, she also lives across
the country. So, like, I don't know. I'm curious about that. I would like to ask Gary about that.
Yeah.
But Faith is super emotional watching it. She's like bawling her eyes out. Then they bring out Gary, and then they're both bawling yeah. their eyes out.
I mean, yeah, it's
intense. It's like yeah, super heavy, lots of tension.
And Faith too, like she's opened up now about like really never. Like almost like not believing in love, like never like falling in love. It was, yeah, it was rough. It was hard. You really felt for her and you could see like his genuine reaction of just like, he just felt so bad.
Yeah.
And he said like, I felt bad cause I misled your family. And I liked what Faith is like, no one holds a grudge against you. Like,
yeah, he really, that was definitely really weighing on him. The fact that he's like, I promised your family that I would protect your heart and I didn't, but she like gives him forgiveness for that, which I thought was really kind.
And it was also, she's very mature. That's the nice thing about this show is all the women and Gary are all pretty emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. So like they do get it. Like I think Faith, like as sad as she was, also put herself in Gary's shoes and realized like he's in a hard spot.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of understanding. I feel like the biggest thing for them, especially with like how emotional they were, was when she got sent home, she was in shock, and he seemed like he was kind of in shock about the whole thing too. And she described, like, it was like getting sent home by a stranger. Like, you weren't even there. Like, we weren't even connected, and I couldn't believe that it had happened. So I think this was really like the closure for them that they were both looking for. And she was able to say, like, you know, I fell in love with you. I felt very safe with you. So yeah, there was a lot of like tough moments, but also they were very complimentary of each other as well. And like a lot of respect for the relationship that was had. I just love Faith. I just do. I love her.
Well, we also,
and I'm so sad. I'm so sad that to see her go. I really am.
Well, stay tuned because we will have Faith on and you'll hear her response because we ask a little more how she feels about how everything went down with her and Gary. And we'll talk to Gary about it as well.
We do. And then closing out the episode, we got bloopers.
Are you shocked that there was bloopers too?
I was not shocked that there was bloopers, Joe, and I don't appreciate that insult.
Yeah, the bloopers. I think that the number one thing that stuck out in the bloopers and will stick out for everyone.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Sandra's fart lasted a long, long time. It really did.
Of all the ways you could have described that blooper, that's what you went with, eh?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's what's going to resonate with all everyone watching.
Yeah, thanks for the play-by-play.
It was so long. And I think she even says, I'll give a little teaser to her interview. I believe she tells us that it goes on for much longer.
I think, yeah.
I think they cut it or did it start from the beginning?
It was like too long for the whole blooper reel. Poor Sandra. It's probably all that ice cream that she ate during the Never Have I Ever game.
Yeah.
Wow. It's rough. That is rough.
All right. That wraps Golden.
That wraps Golden. Now on to
Paradise. A little bit of a strange episode.
Yeah, not some really good points in this episode, but overall, I felt like there were some loose ends that weren't tied up. Yeah. Or just I was left with some questions still on things that were cliffhangers in last week's episode that didn't really give full closure in this week's.
Yeah, so...
But we have Sam P coming on this week. So I think that she's going to be able to answer a lot of our questions.
Yeah, we could ask her because I have questions. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, just felt like a lot was going on and I wasn't getting full clarity on every situation.
Yeah, so, well, I guess, should we start at the beginning?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. I think that the beginning really is like Aaron B., Eliza, Charity. Aaron B. ends up talking to Charity. I think he feels good after that conversation.
Charity gives some great advice to Eliza, great advice to Aaron B. I think a crucial piece of information was that this girl reached out to Charity, Charity's friends,
her
Charity's family.
Yeah.
Not Aaron B. And it just kind of, that behavior, in my opinion, discredits her
I agree. I agree. The one thing I took away from all this, because you guys all, if you're listening, most likely watched, I don't know. Well, I can't read Eliza. I don't know if she's it almost seems like she's not that into him.
I can't read her either.
Right.
And if I were to do my best guess, I don't think she's that into Aaron B.
That's what it seems like.
It seems like he's more into her in this episode than she's into him.
Yeah. And it's almost like now she's like,
or it feels like something else has happened in their relationship. Like it's been rockier than what we've seen. Like the way she's acting, it's like, he says I don't know. It's just weird. Like he says he's committed to her, right? He's like, I'm really committed to you. I'm in. I'm all in on you. And she's kind of like, I'm unsure. And I'm like, what do you mean you're unsure? Like, is it just this? Is it something else?
I don't know. I don't know. It's why I don't know. I can't get a read on her. It doesn't seem like she's that into him. It seems like when everything lines up in her favor or everything lines up for like the relationship to work, it seems like that's when she takes a step back.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of what she did last season too. Like when everything's going smoothly, she kind of takes a step back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. I personally think the only strong couple now at this point is Kylie and Avon. Like the only strong couple. Like I don't think there's anyone else even close.
And no, the only people that would be close would be Aaron B. and Eliza. But after that conversation and her not being sure she wants to fully commit to him, I'm like, well, what does that mean? Do you want to explore your options? Do you not know if you're that into him?
And we talked about last episode when she said, when one of them said, like, well, we haven't talked all day. Well, what the fuck have you been doing?
Yeah, where have you been? Where have you been? All we did was I hung out with you all day, every day, for the most part. Obviously, like, I'd come down, you'd be having breakfast with James and Aaron, I'd get my smoothie. We'd hang out. Then maybe I'd like go swim with Abigail. Then we'd hang out. Like, at no point were we in the same vicinity but not speaking for the whole day.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then basically I would say...
I'm making this a note to talk to Sam P when she comes on about this.
Yeah. We'll do the next big thing, really, and kind of bleeds into the entire episode. Because Olivia ends up staying, but it's the triangle between Olivia, John Henry, and Kat.
Yeah. This is really the biggest love triangle probably of the season.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's really gone on for a while.
Like, how do we feel about this? Like, I personally, this is the first time I've seen chemistry between John Henry and Kat in the hot tub.
Yeah. You're jumping ahead a little bit, but yeah.
I know. Oh, I'm just saying, well, let's just break down their whole situation at once right now instead of like...
Oh my God, you don't want to go chronologically?
No, is that going to throw you off?
I mean, like I'm a chronological girlie. Okay. Like, I don't even tell a story about my day out of order.
Okay, all right. So... I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so John Henry and Kat.
I want to make a note about this situation quickly. So John Henry pulls Kat. Okay, he says, let's go over there and talk. They're talking in the water. Olivia, Tanner, Peter, and who else was it? Eliza, I think?
Yeah.
Are like talking straight shit about Kat. How dare she? This is so rude right in front of us. I wanted to literally like shake them and be like, guys, it was John Henry. It wasn't even Kat.
Well, like, that's my biggest, I feel like that's my biggest complaint with the way Olivia's handling all this. And it's just like, she's giving John Henry no credit for being a grown up and making his own decisions. And it's just straight up like, this is all going down, John Henry, because Kat is manipulating the situation and manipulating you, and you're a sucker.
Yeah.
Because
you need to be protected from her evil ass. Like, it's not like, what's happening.
No, it's like John Henry is a grown ass fucking man making his own decisions. And
if anything, he's talking to Kat too. He's clearly enjoying spending time with her. He's pulling her aside too. Like, he is also she's definitely the aggressor. That's the wrong word, but she's more actively pursuing him, but he's still participating.
Listen, it takes two to tango, and he's doing just as much. So I don't know. I feel like that's Olivia kind of trying to protect herself from getting hurt.
Yeah. She doesn't want to like put it on John Henry because like she likes John Henry.
Yeah.
She has feelings for him, where she doesn't like Kat, so it's easier to blame her.
Yeah, it's easier to blame Kat, and she has feelings for John Henry, and now she's realizing those feelings might not be reciprocated. And that's a hard pill to swallow, so it's easier to just blame Kat, and then her and Kat have a conversation, which, again, I don't agree with the way I think it. Olivia, I don't have any issue with her calling Kat out and having the conversation, but it's just like you call her out, you have the conversation, but then you won't hear her out. You put your hand in her face and you walk away.
Yeah. In my opinion, if you want to call someone out, you have to be willing to at least listen to their response.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go over there. Kat stood and she listened to what she had to say. And then when Kat started to speak back, Olivia didn't like what she was hearing. And she walked away. And it's kind of like, look, if you want her to hear you out, like, you can't, it can't just be one sided. It can't be like, hey, I'm here to just like tell you what I think and leave.
Yeah.
That's not how a conversation works.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Olivia is struggling because she's hurt.
Yeah. And look, I feel for Olivia too. Like, I do. At the end of the day, she clearly actually like genuinely cares about this guy. She's excited about the relationship. She's like, she's committed to it. She wants it to go somewhere. And he's now flip-flopping to someone else. And this girl is someone that she doesn't even really like. Like, that sucks. It sucks. Yeah. She's hurt. Like, you can't blame the girl for being hurt. But I think she's lashing out a little bit at Kat because she's hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's easy to lash out at Kat because I think there's a lot of people that talk a lot of shit about her and basically are painting Kat to be like the worst person on the beach.
Yeah.
So I think that's just the easy play.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we go to the cocktail party. You know, the big thing is Becca leaves. So then it kind of leaves Brayden to where is his rose going to go? Like, we're left on the fact that we don't really even know if Brayden and Rachel had another conversation. Clearly, they didn't. So that's strange. We never touch on the fact that Jess and Tyler made out.
Yeah, I thought you were going to totally skip over that because we're now at the rose ceremony.
No, I'm like, I'm going out of chronological order.
I know, sorry. I'm just going to lead into that situation today.
Okay, but Blake and Jess are kind of back on. So
I have serious questions about this, and I'm definitely asking Sam P about it because I'm hoping she has the answers. We are left on a cliffhanger last week. Jess is making out with Tyler. Mercedes, nowhere to be found. Blake, on a date with Jen, they're making out too. He seems super into her. We come back this week. Tyler's back with Mercedes. Don't know what happened there. Don't know if she knows about the kiss. Don't know like what happened with if Tyler and Jess decided they weren't compatible. Jen, I don't think, knows what's going on. Blake and Jess have a convo. They're super into each other and back together. But, like, I don't really feel it from Jess still.
It sucks. Honestly, it sucks when you're somebody like Genevieve who goes on a date and the date goes well. And then you basically are like, no, at the, you know, because once it's at the cocktail party, it's like kind of like too late. And then Blake goes back with Jess, and then she's, there's really not much she could do.
And she probably all day has been like thinking, maybe like, I don't know if he said something on the date, but she's probably thinking like, oh yeah, I like, there's a good chance I get his rose. I just went on a great date with him. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope.
And then Davia and Tanner don't, no idea what happened there. Tanner has a strong relationship with Kat, leaves Kat for Davia. It seems like they have a great date. They hit it off. And yet now Tanner is going to give his rose to Rachel, and him and Davia don't even like have a conversation.
I'm so confused. Like,
I think they had a conversation. I think it went well.
Did. They made out. He was like, it was the most passionate makeout of my life.
Very confusing.
So confusing. Honestly, like, Brayden was saying that Kat was homie hopping. We definitely have got Tanner homie hopping now. Like, he's all over the beach. I just need to know what happened with him and Davia. Like, I'm so confused.
I'm very, very confused.
He's
by that
like
situation.
Playing Bachelor of Paradise. Like, he's talking to Jen. He's talking to Davia. He's talking to Rachel.
Well, that's what, even when they said like he's the Bachelor in Paradise right now, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, since when?
Well, yeah. What happened to Davia? I thought that went well. Like, that was, I don't know. That was very another one. Like I said, don't really understand it. Okay, so then the biggest thing at the rose ceremony though is Brayden ends up giving his rose to Olivia. So Olivia stays. So now that drama continues on to the next morning. Mm-hmm. John Henry calls out Olivia and basically says, I feel bad and I'm sorry the way I handled it.
I thought he was really like caring and respectful in that conversation.
And he seemed pretty genuine. She's like,
no, he did seem genuine. Yeah, I think he actually felt bad.
I think he did. And Olivia's response was, oh, this is you wanting to clear your conscience, which I don't know. I think that's a bullshit. I don't agree with that response because it's like, here he is apologizing. So at the end of the day, she just doesn't accept his apology.
I mean, she ends up complimenting him and just saying that he's like a stand-up guy and then kind of like shits on Kat and says,
well, that's
like,
her whole thing is he's a good guy, but you're just a, it's basically like you're a good guy, but
you're getting manipulated by this
yourself.
Evil woman.
You can't think for yourself.
Yeah. And I think it really comes down to the fact that he just has better chemistry and a better connection. Like, I agree with what you said earlier. Like, their conversation in the hot tub where John Henry's saying, like, he's excited and he's interested. And, like, there was a lot of chemistry between them.
Yeah.
And I think Olivia, really, everything that she's done this episode just boils down to the fact that she liked John Henry and she's really hurt.
Yeah.
And she's trying to protect herself and her feelings.
And I feel like Olivia also went from a situation where she allowed herself to get hurt right at the jump.
With Will,
and then took it slow with John Henry and then gets hurt again.
Yeah.
So it's like a rough situation, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So then Michael A. from Charity Season comes down.
Michael A.?
Yeah.
Is it Michael A? I thought it was just Michael.
Might just be Michael.
Michael A is from a different season.
Yeah. Okay. Just Michael comes down from Charity Season. I remember him because he's from Chicago. He talks to Olivia and then he grabs two girls that basically both have boyfriends.
Kylie and Mercedes.
And Mercedes.
Also, shout out to Mercedes. Her hair looks insane in this whole episode. I complimented and asked her about her hair when we first interviewed her, and I need to ask her again now. She looks so good. Like,
nice.
10 out of 10
nice,
job.
Nice Mercedes. And then he also grabs Sam P. So we're basically left on a cliffhanger. Olivia really wants the date. Everybody on the beach really wants Olivia to go on the date. Mm-hmm. So we hope Olivia does get this date, because it would be nice if she did get a happy ending.
I also feel like she's the only person that's like not locked down on the beach right now.
Yeah. And I feel like she has like, a lot of, like, I don't agree with the way she's handling a lot of this, but at the end of the day, she's been through a lot on the beach. So it would be nice if she got a connection. Mm-hmm.
I think it would just make it easier for everyone. Like, John Henry and Kat seem like really locked in on each other, actually, at this point. Like, there's a lot of clips of them like cuddling and eating breakfast together. And I think will be easier for both of them and for Olivia if she is paired up with someone that she really likes as well.
I was actually shocked because I actually thought Brayden was just going to leave and not give his rose.
See, I thought he was going to give it to Rachel, but then Tanner gave it to Rachel. That's another thing. We don't really know what's going on with Brayden and Rachel.
The it, it,
Okay. So we will end this recap on saying, confused about Tyler, Jess, Blake, Genevieve. Confused about Tanner, Rachel, Braden situation. I wish we had more answers to what went down there. Okay, I think that wraps the recap, and I feel like we are good to go. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure you stay tuned this week. We have Sam Pion. We are going to ask her all these questions. Maybe she could fill in some of the gaps for us. She seems to be one of the go-to narrators on the show.
Yeah, she's doing a lot. She's really like making TV out there. Like she did the Truth or Dare thing. She's got the good interview. She's asking the good questions. So it'll be a good chat.
Yep. And then we have the women from Golden Bachelor. You won't want to miss that. And make sure you subscribe.
Bye.
Bye. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.